From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The top Republican in the U.S. Senate is warning Democrats if they don't move now in the direction of his party, there could be adverse consequences at the polls 2 years from now. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Republican leaders are claiming a mandate for change in the big wins they made at the polls on Tuesday.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell went to the U.S. Capitol to deliver what sounded like an ultimatum to his Democratic colleagues.
Our friends on the other side can change now and work with us to address the issues that are important to the American people that we all understood. Or further change obviously can happen in 2012.
McConnell had earlier declared Republicans' top priority would be making sure President Obama is not reelected in 2012. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says it's Republicans who should change their ways.
If they're unwilling to work with us, there's not a thing we can do about that. But the American people can see that like a very, very slow curveball.
Reid said he's comfortable with his slimmed-down majority. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
After a morning of vote counting, the Democrat running for governor in Florida, Alex Sink, has conceded. NPR's Greg Allen reports former hospital CEO Rick Scott will be the state's new governor.
Rick Scott built an early lead over Alex Sink election night, but his returns came in from more Democratic South Florida. That lead shrank to less than one percentage point. But this morning, after looking at the numbers, Sink announced she was conceding. She said her race got caught in the national tide.
It was a tsunami of expression of distrust probably of government, and the fact that we came so incredibly close, within less than 100,000 votes in this election is really a remarkable statement.
Incoming Governor Rick Scott has already begun putting together a transition team and advisors that will include former Governor Jeb Bush. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Federal Reserve has announced its latest effort aimed at boosting the economy, a decision to purchase $600 billion in long-term Treasury bonds. Fed is hoping by purchasing those Treasuries, it will be able to further push down long-term interest rates. Sungwon Son is a professor at California State University, Channel Islands. He says still not clear how effective that move will be.
Given the lethargic economic situation that we are in, someone has to do something, and then right now Chairman Bernanke is doing it, and I think he's right in doing that. But no one really should expect a great deal coming out of this quantitative easing and its effect on the economy because, again, it is a big, big question mark and unknown.
There are also worries it could make the weak U.S. dollar even weaker and also possibly spark inflation. Remember, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke in an op-ed slated to appear in tomorrow's Washington Post is calling those inflation fears overstated. After falling slightly after today's announcement from the Federal Reserve, the stocks moved higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 26 points to close at 11,215. The NASDAQ was up 6 points. You're listening to NPR. A new eruption of a volcano in Indonesia is being described as being 3 times as powerful as some previous events. After a week of eruptions, which have already claimed more than 36 lives there, officials say Mount Merapi has been spewing searing gas and molten lava, chasing people from nearby villages and emergency shelters. Soldiers were loading women and children onto trucks as rockets and debris hailed down today. There were no new casualties reported in connection with the latest eruption, though ash from that volcano covered cars, trees, and roads some 80 miles away. New Mexico regulators have approved a plan to cut greenhouse gas pollution with a cap-and-trade system. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports, however, the program faces a newly powerful opponent.
Cap-and-trade programs reduce pollution by creating a market and letting companies buy and sell the right to pollute. New Mexico is the first state to adopt one that applies not just to power plants, but to other big polluters as well. Sandra Ely is the Environment and Energy Policy Coordinator for New Mexico's Environment Department.
This is a serious problem that really can't wait. And so states like New Mexico really do need to start providing examples for other states to follow and for the federal government to follow.
But Tuesday's election may put the program in jeopardy. New Mexico's new governor-elect, Susan Martinez, opposes cap-and-trade. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Poppy, the online social networking site Facebook is hoping to offer its users an extra incentive, discount to some of their favorite stores and restaurants. Looking to get into users' offline lives, Facebook has announced a new service called Deals, basically a system that lets you check into shops and restaurants to get a discount. Initially, the company says it'll launch the test version with 23 companies. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.